Cardiff, this is Dennis.
Yes. This is Kevin, Sports and Trooper. I got an offer in the mail for a small business loan, and I was just wondering what you could do for me.
Sure, Kevin, I can definitely get to it for you.
Okay, you need my reservation code?
Yes, sir, that'll allow me to look you up in our system here.
Okay, it's 2311-2401-0033-0898.
Excellent. There you are. Kevin, and is the number you're calling in from, is that the best number for you? Is that like your mobile number in case we get disconnected?
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, I've got you on the phone here, too. I can give you my direct number also, if that happens as well.
Okay.
Sure. So my name is Dennis, and my direct number is 858-519-5315.
519-5315, okay.
Yes, sir. All righty. So, yeah, it looks like we did get your company pre-qualified with us here, and you're looking for just funds for the business for working capital?
Yes.
Okay, and just out of
curiosity. About a $33,000 loan. What you could do on that as far as interest rate or...
Okay, so you're looking for $33,000 exactly then? Okay. And out of curiosity, what would you be using the funds for? Is it like for equipment or something of that nature?
Actually, I've got a farm. I bought a farm, and I need to, some of this for... build a new road in there and some fencing and stuff like that.
Gotcha. Okay, so just for materials and building a road. Okay, not a problem. Yeah, with the unsecured working capital loans, it sounds like it'd probably be the best option for you. There's some unsecured financing. It's a little bit shorter term, so if you had an opportunity that you needed more funds, once you're halfway paid into that loan, you'll be eligible for more funds, and usually what they'll do is give you a longer term and a lower cost as well. But for $33,000, would that be attached to the farm then, or is that going to be attached to another business that you may own?
No, just the farm.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask is we don't monitor the use of funds. So if you're looking to borrow money on a new business, it's typically better to do it on an established business just because you get a better cost of funds and things of that nature because it's more of an established company.
Right. Okay. Well, I do have half shares in an established business as far as that's concerned.
Okay. So that's 50% ownership then?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. Well, we do have a program here that you only have to be a 50% owner to actually qualify for it. And the way it works is they usually lend right around 10% of that company's annual sales is that initial loan amount for you. So do you happen to know what the gross annual sales were for it last year?
Okay, let me hang on just a second here. I've got it right in front of me. It was $78,763.85.
So $787,000?
No.
Oh, $78,000?
$78,000.
Okay.
$78,753.85.
Gotcha. Yeah, with that, they'll only lend about 10% of that on the unsecured side. So you're only looking around $7,800, so it wouldn't be too awful much for you as far as that one goes. But we do have secured financing, and the way that works is they'll be able to attach that to if you have any equipment, like if it's a farm, you might have some tractors that you want to ride or any construction equipment. We do have secured financing as well.
Okay. What about like on the just personal income? On the farm side, that income last year was total was like $93,000.
Yeah. Even on that route, they'll probably only lend 10% as far as that goes. It's usually anywhere from 6 to 10%. But you're still looking at a pretty low amount there, too, probably around $9,300 or so. That's anywhere from $7,000 to $10,000, in that ballpark. So not a whole lot, but I'm wondering if
What would that be just on an unsecured loan like that? On that amount, what would the interest rate be?
Well, they don't actually have an APR. It's not an annualized loan, so they don't have an APR. It's more looked at like cents on the dollar. You'd be looking anywhere from 10 cents on the dollar up to as high as 30 cents on the dollar, you know, just depending on what they find as far as risk factors like credit and business credit and stuff like that. But I want to make sure. I was thinking actually we might be able to do this as an equipment type loan using the we obviously couldn't use the gravel or anything like that to build the road in, but if you're material-wise, if you know, I'm trying to think if I've ever done a loan like that before. So, for example, I've had a plumber who did a job, and he was actually able to finance some equipment as far as lifts and things of that nature. But that's a different type of situation. Because I want to get you, you know, the amount you're looking for, but I don't know that. 33 would be in that ballpark based off just based off the revenue. Not saying that it's something that we can't do, but if you have, but I have seen people, you know, in your case where they had a couple tractors or maybe trucks, you know, things of that nature, they put up for collateral that were able to secure that with the funds with that sort of collateral and go that route.
Right. Well, I probably don't want to go that route. So I don't blink.
Sorry, your phone's cutting out a little bit, but you didn't want to go the collateral route then is what you're saying?
What's that?
You didn't want to go a collateral route is what you're saying?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't believe I better go that route. So.
Well, ponder on it, you know, and if it's something that you think will work out for you, then you've got my number there.
Okay.
But otherwise,
okay,
you
know, so, otherwise, what could you do otherwise?
Yeah, otherwise we're probably only looking around on the farm itself, probably around anywhere from 6,000 to maybe 9,000. You're in that ballpark there.
Okay, and if we just did it like that, what would the interest be on something like that?
Well, there's no APR, so I mean, I'll give you an example. So let's just say if we used 6,000, for example.
Right.
You're looking at a payback of anywhere, let's see here. Right around 7,200 to as high as 8,400. I'd say in that ballpark there.
Okay. And how long a term?
In that case, being that it's a fairly small amount, I'd probably say maybe 10 months, 8 to 10 months.
Okay, well, doesn't really sound like you can do enough for me. I'm used to going to the bank and getting a certain APR loan for, you know, 5 years or whatever, so.
Right, yeah, it's a little bit different.
Check out and see what you got and stuff, so.
No, I definitely appreciate it.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
You too, sir. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.